Damn, it does help to put yourself in the freaking show. All right, well, because you might post or tweets or whatever, post on Facebook, which is really just quick, you just noticed that I said I'm going live real quick, mainly just to update about the audio only part of the show. So let's do that real quick. Let me go ahead and hit in. I mean, I'll go through all the normal rundown stuff that we normally do, but let me just get this party started. Alrighty, welcome to Yees and Bees. I'm Scott. Obviously, you see I don't have Kim beside me. She's obviously going to be going to work here soon. Again, this is just a show or a quick update episode, like I said. That's why it says podcast update July 2021. No, the podcast ain't going nowhere, but we will all get into that in just a minute. Let me just run through the housekeeping, as Kim likes to call it, of our show. So let's just run through it real quick. It'll be fun because I got to do all this myself now. thank you to our patrons. Luna Girl, Dragon Buddy, Don Dallas, Steve Solsky, Brady Big Lovin, Hannah, that's my own daughter. I'm fucking up her own name. Hannah, Mikey, Brindley, and Case. If you'd like to join our Patreon, go to patreon.com, search in the creator bar for Used and Abused Pod. And I know I don't say it enough, but any monies used or collected on that will go back into the podcast, i.e. new equipment, or whatever else we can to make the show better, you know, hosting prices or whatnot. And so, yeah, so if you want to, you know, join our Patreon, go ahead. Check out our pod family, the Sidebar Cantina, the Escape Pod, which will go later, live later tonight. I believe it's like 7:05 Eastern. And they're going to be doing Back to the Future Part 3. You also check out Swede Studios, Big Swede's Excellent Adventure, and Tactical Swede. Also, check out the Red 5 Network for more exciting podcasts. They keep adding new podcasts to their network, so it's very exciting for them. They are completely growing. And I, even though we're not a part of it, I don't mind help pushing them out. And I'm looking down in the main chat, and hi, Kel, and hi, Hannah. And don't forget to smash that like button. If you are new to the channel, click subscribe and click that bell to be notified when we go live and eventually upload new videos when we got a chance to maybe go over to Goodwill and see what the hell they got for LPs, even though I really don't need many more. But hey, never know what you can find this old school that I've been looking for. You can find Used and Abused Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. Our email is usingabusedpod@gmail.com. That and is spelled out A-N-D. Our website is usedabusedpod.com, all lowercase, all together. Just type in usedabusedpod.com. There you can find links to all of our episodes, link to our YouTube videos, link to our merch store, link to our Patreon, which is you just click the donate button, and you can leave us a message. Also, you click subscribe to be notified. I believe you're notified by email when a new audio-only episode goes available. I kind of wrote that wrong, so that's my fault. I wrote it quickly. Go to tpublic.com and search for Used Abused Pod, all lowercase, all together, for our merch store. There you'll find t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, face masks, onesies, coffee mugs, and a whole lot more. Anyways, like I said, this is just an update for the podcast. Pretty much what it apparently is watching. Hi, Brindley. Just gotta say it. Hi, Brindley. Anyways, for those of you that do get the audio version of our show, you know, obviously I know everybody can't watch this thing live all the time. However, if you get the audio only, if you've noticed that the last uploaded episode for audio was 102. And we're getting ready to go into, what, 112 next Tuesday morning. So on July 27th. So I'm all, pretty much 10, almost 10 episodes behind again, which is my fault. This is not on Kim. This is on me. I control this part of the uploading of it. And thank you, Kel, for 112. And yeah, I really kind of missed the ball on, or kind of fumbled the ball, honestly. I fumbled by wanting to get all the episodes up and then didn't do it. So what I'm going to do is do an audio dump. Unlike the sidebar cantina back when they were all things Star Wars and they had their nice little 150th episode where you had like part one, part two, and part three. Well, part two and three are only on YouTube, and those have never been released on audio, which is kind of interesting. But I'm not going to go, oh, well, if you want to see all the episodes from here, you know, all of a sudden just dump a new episode on you. You know, and also you're going, wait, what the fuck happened from 103 to 112 or 111? You know, I'm not going to do that to the to our podcast listeners. I do apologize to the audio only crowd because of the fact that you do listen only audio. You know, I mean, obviously we do Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. and then we do a Tuesday, that's 5 a.m. Eastern. And we do a Tuesday evening show at 7 p.m. Eastern. Those are, especially if you're on the western side of the United States, it's hard. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning for us to do the 5 a.m. show. And then it's, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So not everybody's off of work at that time. Plus, you know, back when you were doing, back when we were doing Fridays, it'd be hard to do those, to do it live because, you know, Friday nights, everybody's busy. People are busy throughout the week. You know, that's why we all do podcasts when we can. You know, we change our podcast schedule just due to Kim's work schedule because it worked for us. And so, unfortunately, I have dropped the ball on the audio. Now, the thing is when I give them a thank Kelly and Hannah for jumping in the chat today, and also the fact that my granddaughter, Bryn Lee, Miss B is watching me right now. It's kind of cool. You see, Bryn Lee, Papa does got a lot long hair. And let the beard come back. But anyways, I thought about doing a straight audio dump where I would dump all the episodes in one day. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So I figured what I'll do is either I'll go every 3 hours or every 6 hours have an episode drop, or just once a day. But I'm really, because there's so many episodes, I really want to try to get as many of them out as possible. Again, I don't want to dump almost 10 episodes on everybody. Pretty much is 10 episodes on everybody. Just so everybody goes, what the hell happened? Thinking that their phone's messed up or your podcast app messed up, because it didn't. That stuff didn't mess up. I messed up. I just dropped the ball. I mean, I said earlier, I fumbled. And I really did fumble the ball. I mean, I just didn't do what I was supposed to do. You know? And Kel says, you do whatever works for you. Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that. But I don't want to freak out people. Again, I don't know how, like, on our website, because the one thing I might be able to subscribe to with one of my other email addresses. Yeah, what Kelly said, Hannah said. But no, I understand. Yeah, I mean, I could just drop the whole day. I mean, I know, like, Hannah, she uses the audio version of the podcast for when she can listen to it while she's driving her haul truck, her two-story house, which she needs to give us a picture of that so we can put that up and show everybody. With her standing like next to one of the tires. These suckers are huge. But really, so yeah, I'm just wanting to pretty much mention that I'm going to be doing an audio dump. I really probably going to look in between like an episode every 6 hours or every 3 hours, starting tonight at midnight, which would be midnight my time. So that'd be 3 a.m. Eastern. From there, if I decide to go 3 hours, right now I got it set up for 3 hours for the first two episodes that are coming up, which would be 103 and 104 on days just like there you go. Oh yeah, take a picture. Okay. Yeah, I might go get him. Never mind. That's the only problem about doing live shows there's the delay. So you keep going on with the show and then something pops up that you're like, okay, wait, what did we say now? What did I say that made that comment? And by then I've already forgot because I already talked about it, but it's fine. It's just the way I am. Huh, Hannah? But speaking of Hannah, did you see the picture I posted up on your little Facebook thingamajigger? On photos of, it had to be both photo of you and Colby. No, we're not going to recreate that fucking shit. Ain't no way in hell we're recreating that photo. One, I don't have a cowboy hat anymore and all that. But other than that, the podcast is staying where it's at. Obviously, September, more likely, we're going to be taking a hiatus. But we'll see what we can do. I mean, Hannah does have the microphones and a computer. And I'll take up at least one computer and some microphones. So maybe we can do what we can. And maybe before the wedding or something, we can do some live, do a show or something, just talking or just whatever the hell when we're up in Elko come September. Hey, Tom, don't worry, you're not missing nothing important. It's just talking about doing an audio dump with all the pretty much I haven't released any audio only podcasts since 102. So, and we're getting ready to hit 112 next week. So we're up through 111. So I'm going to be just doing a big audio dump, obviously a fireside chat. Yeah. Yeah, I made it. Exactly. Fireside chat. But that's what I've got planned is I'm just going to do an audio dump. Obviously, once I'm done with this episode, I'll get it downloaded, get it tweaked a little bit, pretty much run it through a dump. Yeah. Yeah, Tom, dump. Just going to do a quick audio dump or go through, get it edited up real quick, get the regular music put in where, you know, the 30-second countdown comes in. And then put the main show music in and just upload this episode. As soon as I get done, have it go live. And then starting tonight, like I said, midnight, which is 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern for the East Coast, you'll start seeing an episode pop up. And then either that every 3 hours or every 6 hours from there, you're going to start seeing each episode pop up. So hopefully by the time we get to episode 112 on next Saturday or next fucking Saturday. Wow. Just so everybody knows, I mentioned this last night. My fucking sleep schedule is fucked. Again, I've been up all friggin' night. I went to take a nap. I thought I was going to bed at 7 o'clock last night, my time. I woke up around midnight. And yeah, not doing, I'm about ready to, what day is it exactly? Luckily, I know it is escape pod day, so that way I know it's Wednesdays. If they change their fucking days on me, I'll be screwed. Got pretty well down to a somewhat of a science now. But yeah, no, so I'm just going to do an audio dump, get as much as I can. Now, of course, now I'm going to get tired. So this will be fun, but I've got 104, 103, 104 already up. They're not obviously live yet. 103 will go live at, like I said, midnight, which unfortunately Anchor does it with by my time. So that'd be 3 o'clock in the morning, East Coast. And I have 104 set up to go 3 hours after that. And I pretty much will try to go between now and 111 and just get them all dumped down. That way they're all live. Obviously, we've lost a lot of, we don't have the audio crowd we used to have. We used to get roughly 20 downloads per episode. in the first day and a half, 2 days, so like 10 a day. We don't have that anymore. And I think a lot of that's got to do with the fact that I'm not releasing episodes. And that's my fault. And again, Kim has got no part in this because this is all up to me. Hey. For the TV. Oh, no. Oh, dang it. That is the worst thing about just a real quick, and then we'll get the hell out of here. That's the worst thing about, I mean, it's not the worst thing about having kids and a spouse, but it don't matter when you got kids and a spouse. If the kids bring something home, it goes through everyone in the house. If your spouse gets sick, then you're going to get sick and vice versa. It's just funnier than shit. That's why we run with a rule that if I get sick, it's now kissing on the cheek. And if Kim gets sick, same thing. But again, you're still sleeping next to each other. Sweet. I'm happy you guys are negative on COVID because I know everybody's like totally freaking out right now with the Delta variant going around that, you know, what will the current vaccine that if you gotten the vaccine, what will it do? You know, and so far, I know we got Delta variant down here. So it's something where, you know, you got to kind of keep looking into it and just watching what the hell's going on. If numbers start really spiking, I'll put the mask back on. Right now, trying to think, I think there's still one store that requires a mask when you walk in. Walmart don't. I've actually gotten pretty used to walking around Walmart without the mask on. But if our numbers go up, I will slap it back on. I mean, I take it with me regardless. So just in case they ever put signs back up, you know, you never know. I mean, we're still in a pandemic. We're not on the other side of it yet. It will suck. I know because a lot of bands and everybody's starting to do shows again, which speaking of which, we got to get you guys on. I would love to talk to you guys about your experience going to, was it Caesar, right? It was Caesar. Because what you guys put up on Instagram and all your different photos, man, and videos and shit, that was fucking awesome. But anyways, so expect a big audio dump within pretty much from now until Tuesday when you get, hopefully we'll all the rest. Yeah, Seven Dust, that's what it was. Sorry. I'm tired. Seven Dust, yes. But yeah, so again, this episode, once we get done here, I'll automatically download it. Oh, nice. You did see Caesar about 8 years ago. Sweet. But yeah, I'll download it, do some touch up with, because of the way with the new mixer we've got, I've actually got to go touch it up with Audacity. And then turn around and then I throw it back into GarageBand so I can put the music in because I have that on there. Pretty much I record everything on the Mac Mini 8. That those of you that have been around since the beginning of this podcast, you know that right before I started the podcast, I got lucky and won this damn thing from a local sweepstakes thing or thing he did with our local Fox News station or Fox station at the time where it was some show was on Fox at the time. And I just to make this real quick story and we'll get the hell out of here, I promise. I put in because I saw that they were giving away Beat headphones by Dre. And so I decided to put in for it and I figured, well, if I win them, I knew Colby, my son, was looking to get Beats. So I figured, well, hell, if I win them, I'll give them to him. You know, I got no use for these sons. I've got no use for earbuds. I'm old school. I'd rather wear the cans. Even when I'm listening to music, I can't. I don't. When earbuds first came out back in the day, I didn't like them. I don't like I probably just don't like shit in my ear. So if I ever had to have a hearing aid, I'm fucked. But anyway, so I put in for these, the sweepstakes. Man, I didn't win. Well, whatever. I didn't give a crap. Well, that next week comes up after this. I didn't realize there was a, I didn't even know what the grand prize was. Anyways, I get a phone call from our local Fox station. Want to know if I knew about the grand prize winner or winning the grand prize. I'm like, no, after they asked me who, if my name was, you know, one of it, because he wanted, you know, gave him my name. And like, did you know you won the grand prize? I'm like, no. Well, when can you come down to the station? So I said, I think go down to the station later that day or the next day. And at the same time, I forgot to phone them. I looked up online to see what the hell I won on their Facebook page and found out it was a pretty much a Mac Mini studio, came with microphones, pretty much everything to do the recorded music. And it was just funny because me and Kim were just talking. I was just talking to Kim where I'm like, you know, I really think I want to start a podcast. And this is after Dave and Jason started All Things Star Wars. And plus I'd been listening to like Stone Cold's podcast, JR's podcast, a bunch of different, I just thought, you know what, it'd be fun to do a podcast. And so that's pretty much what happened. I mean, I just, you know, I was already downloading stuff on a computer waiting to see what the hell. And then luckily for me, when I started searching out where we were going to go, I looked at everybody, you know, I looked at like Podbean and all the different sites out there where you could put, have a host in your podcast. And of course I'm looking for the freebie way, you know, the cheap way, you know, I don't expect this to go. I really didn't expect we'd even make it to 100 episodes, literally. You know, I figured, you know, I'd do it probably about, it would probably go 6 months, maybe a year. And then it would just fall apart and I would stop having fun doing it. But instead, I had more fun doing it, especially now that we do it live. You know, when we get to interact with you guys, you know, we get Tom, we get, you know, Hannah comes involved, you know, Kelly shows up, like, you know, she's saying that was awesome about winning. It was the biggest thing I'd ever won from anything at any point. I mean, first time ever in my life I ever won a grand prize. But so I searched out freebies and came across anchor.fm, which at the time they were small. They were a very small outfit. And now they're actually owned by Spotify, which is kind of cool. Because if I wanted to, we could actually use, they have a way where we could use like regular music in our podcast, but I'm not going to go that route. I would like to, but again, you may not be on all the podcast apps that we are on. You know, I might be only, and that could only, may only be a Spotify thing. You know, it may not even add songs. Let the songs be added to your Apple, you know, to like Apple or all the other ones. You know, it might only be on Spotify that you put in regular music, you know, like hosting a radio show. But yeah. So I mean, we've been with Anchor this whole time. I've enjoyed them. You know, those of you who do listen to audio, you know, you do know we have that one. I have the one commercial on there that talks about, you know, if you starting a podcast, join Anchor. Earlier this year when I was there in Elko with Hannah and Mikey and Brinley and Case, I did do a quick episode on my phone, an update episode on my phone with no extra microphones. And it allowed, you know, I got adding some music into it. Pretty much just an opening thing because I knew I couldn't access the opening thing that we have because I have it on the computer. I don't have it on my phone or whatnot. So I wasn't too worried about it. And I thought, even though it really turned out great in my opinion. So it just shows you don't have to have the microphones, you know, the mixers, the all the different hookups. You know, with that, you could do it just from your phone. All you do is hit record with anchor.com or anchor.fm. You got a button on there, you hit record and you just go. And again, they have an app that you can do it straight from your phone. Anyways, that's getting into podcasting and whatnot. But yeah, so that's how the show started. And, you know, now we're, I went full year by myself, which sounded really robotic, mainly because I was reading scripts that I wrote. And again, I mean, there were some good episodes in there. I mean, I'm not going to knock them. I thought it was a lot of fun. And eventually got Kim involved. We kept it with the music for like another year after she joined the show. And then after that, it was just like, you know, you guys know, we just switched it up and said, you know, we're going to start talking about whatever we want. You know, I find it ironic, like with Dave and Jason on Sidebar Cantina, they're going to be talking about T2, Terminator 2. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Cause I was actually thinking about doing Terminator 2 episode, but then I see, you know, I was thinking about doing one myself because it is a 30th anniversary. It was 30th anniversary on the 3rd of June or July, I mean, which is a month and 2 days after I graduated high school. But it's like, nah, you know what? I'm going to hit the 30th anniversary. I'm going to try to hit the 30th, like on, Use Illusion 1 and 2 in September, and then hit one on the Black Album, because I know Metallica's got some, looks like they got a lot of cool things coming up with the 30th anniversary for the Black Album coming up on, well, at least I've seen it on iTunes. But I decided not to do it, and I thought it was quite funny, because then I see that Don mentioned that they would be doing that. They're like, them and the Sidebar Cantina, the Escape Pod and Sidebar Cantina are really close to doing the same types of episodes, which is kind of funny. And I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm happy we're doing Six Pack next, because that's definitely something that we would think about. And, but, you know, of course, you know, it's just, it's all fun. And Kelly's telling me to do it. There are so many podcasters doing the same subject, and every single one are different. It's true. That's true, because everybody touches on different differences and what they want to talk about. Just like, honestly, I think may not be this year, but I'm thinking I'm gonna talk to Kim about this. But I think next May the 4th, I think I want to do, for us to actually do our first real Star Wars episode, where it's all about Star Wars. And when I talk about A New Hope, obviously, but I think when we do it, I want to watch, I don't have them beside me, damn it. I want to actually go back, and because we have the DVDs that came out in like 2005, I think it was, that had the original theatrical versions of the original trilogy. Now, those were taken from Laserdisc, so they weren't even up to DVD standard. But it's pretty much the only special edition version I pretty much you can get without going by a fan-made version of it for Blu-ray. So this one at least was put out by Lucas. So maybe, you know, yes, definitely, Tom. We could easily do a college episode or college football episode, you know, and we might just mix that into the BYU hate. But yeah, so I mean, you know, like next year, I really want to start adding Star Wars to our mix more than what we did. I mean, I think the first year I did a Star Wars, I did a May the 4th celebration type thing. Last year, well, no, this year, we didn't touch on it. Or we said something about it, but I definitely want to when we do the original trilogy, I want to talk about the original trilogy. I want to talk about what was shown in theaters, not what was become of special editions, because eventually the special editions came out. And while I went and see them all in the theater, because that gave me an opportunity to finally see A New Hope in the theater, the funny part about A New Hope was, first time I saw it was, well, I saw it twice. Once on 8mm film, which, again, I don't remember how my cousin will probably eat or text me again about how short it was. But I watched it once at my grandparents' house with my cousins on 8mm film, probably a 10 to 15 minute version of it. You want to talk about cut down. And man, it wasn't until 82. I want to say August of 82. No. August of 81, I saw it in Battle Mountain on VHS because somehow somebody got a copy of it and they took it to the school during the summer break and we got to see it that way. And then later, I think it was 82 when HBO and Showtime both showed them. It was like January of 82. HBO and Showtime had both of them had A New Hope on. So then I got to see it from the comfort of my parents' house and really got to enjoy it because we turned the lights out. So it was like, anyway, it was like watching it in the theater, but quite wasn't. You didn't have the surround. Like even back in the 80s, we didn't have surround sound. But you know what I mean. Of course, it wasn't widescreen. It was, 4.3. Old school TVs. And I have Tom on and teach me about BYU. I know nothing about it. I pay attention to the Big Ten. Nothing wrong with the Big Ten. But then again, I mean, I think like for me and Tom, it's one of those things where we grew up in and the thing is I think the whole thing with the Power Five that really gets a lot of, especially things fans of Boise State, it's not really even the Power Five, it's the way NCAA does everything, or the way everything's based on these fucking polls. I say you want to create a true playoff system, then create one where you take the champions of each league, that includes the Mountain West, including the WAC, all the smaller conferences. You take them all, you slap them into a friggin' tournament, just like they do with NCAA or the Final Four, and let's play. Let's see who's better than who. That's all I got to say. Because Boise State beat Oklahoma. So they can definitely beat the Bauer teams. Anyways, that's for another show. I've got really nothing wrong with any of the Power Fives I like schools in the Power Five. I grew up around an Oregon fan my whole life. So that's my father. So as far as Power Five goes, I've got my teams I hate, can't stand. And most of them are named, have a UC in them, or USC, UCLA, Stanford, Oregon State. Anyways, again, here we go again. See, I'm always getting on these fucking tangents. I can't say nothing about Oregon, Tom. I think it's funny when they get their ass kicked, just because most of the time they're not as bad as BYU. Let's just put one thing real quick. Anytime BYU loses, it's never the team's fault. It's either the referee's faults or the other team cheated, is how the fans of BYU look at it. Boils it down right there. But as far as Oregon goes, I'm not a fan of Oregon. I will cheer on my Nevada Wolfpack here and there. Obviously, without Chris Salt, we don't have that. It's without Chris Salt, Nevada's not good. Never have been. Never will be. The university don't know how to hire a decent fucking coach, except when Chris Salt was around. And Chris Salt was the only damn good coach. Only coach we ever had that was good. As far as UNLV goes, they're a joke too. in football. But then again, college football, I've got teams I root for. I got teams like St. Louis. You know, right now, I can't say I know Brady and them are big fans of Michigan, but because of the fact they have their head coach, I don't like them. And it was their head coach, in my opinion, that ruined Colin Kaepernick. He decided that him and the owner of the 49ers decided that Colin needed to be a drop back passer when that's not what he did in college. He ran the ball and he's fast. So they should have kept him a running quarterback. Anyways, I could go on with this shit all day long. And so I hate Jim Harbaugh. So until he leaves Michigan, I hope, sorry, Don and Brady, but I hope Michigan loses every fucking game. And I hope they lose Ohio State. Just because I know that is the contention for them. Anyways, this is supposed to be an update. It's supposed to be short. And of course, I can't keep it short because I can't shut up. Anyways, you'll hear this one come out real quick within the next probably hour. And then you should receive a pretty big audio dump again. Don't freak out. Don't think you got to listen to every episode. Just get them, you know, just let them download and listen to them as you can. And then as time goes on, you'll get caught up to where we're at and hope. And that way by Tuesday, when we go, or like by Wednesday morning, I'll release the racing podcast. And then Friday, we'll be back to releasing that Tuesday night podcast. I really want to keep that on the schedule like that once I get back to it. So again, our Tuesday night episodes will always be released on a Friday for the week, for the weekend, for people who have to work on the weekend or whatnot. Working for the weekend. Unfortunately, Loverboy never sang a song called Working on the Weekend. But other than that, podcast is, you know, we're doing great. I mean, we've got 18 views just last night's episode already, which I think is freaking awesome. And I'm trying to get more active. The last couple of days, I've been a little more active on Twitter. So that's a good thing. I'm not quite there with Instagram and Facebook yet, but eventually I'll get there. And yeah, so next Tuesday morning, again, we'll just reiterate this as I talked about it last night. Next Tuesday morning, episode 112, we're going to be talking about PJ1 Traction Compound. That is our 5 a.m. Eastern episode. So if you're on the East Coast, get your coffee, have your breakfast ready, and we'll have a great time talking about Ken's favorite subject, PJ1 Traction Compound. And then, of course, next Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about the 1982 movie starring Kenny Rogers, Six Pack, which is a racing movie. It's a good, I like it. And it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I do like it. And maybe we will get into the fact of getting Stroker Ace. I love that friggin' movie. That's Chicken in the South. And then, of course, watch Days of Thunder, talk about that. And we definitely got to do Talladega Nights because Kim's never seen it. So I definitely want Kim to see Talladega Nights. So until next week, I don't have the soundboard out, so you're not going to hear it. It's game over, man. Game over. But until next week, have a great work week. I do too, Luna Girl. I do love Strokeries. Have a great work week. And Talladega Nights. Yes, I pretty much all those movies I just mentioned, I love them all. So Six Pack, Stroker Ace, Days of Thunder, and Talladega Nights. I can, Tom. You know, we had the movie on. I had the movie on Blu-ray back when me and her sister were married. So his problem was that her sister, all she wanted to watch was Sparkly Vampires. Now, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with Sparkly Vampires in a way. I mean, the books were better than the movies, in my opinion. But anyways, she always, every time I came home from lunch from work, it seemed like fucking there was a Twilight movie on all the time. Like, really? But anyways, we will get her to see it. I know she'll love it. She loves it. I know she's seen Stroker Race. I have had her watch that one before. And she thought that one's hilarious. So I know she'll like Talladega Nights. But anyways, like I said, until next Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern, have a great work week. Great weekend. Again, regardless of how we all act, we'll just be kind to everyone, regardless of everybody's opinions. And those of you that will be on tonight at the Escape Pod, I'll see you then in the chat. Hopefully I'll be awake. Fingers and toes crossed. And until next week, I'm off camera again. Fuck. Peace.